My name is Lucas Stilinski. I'm an associate professor of entomology. I'm at the Citrus Research and Education Center.
Growers continue to ask if HLB is endemic, should I keep spraying? And you have some new research to answer that question.
We've been doing a series of investigations where we measure both the titer of pathogen in plants and plant health over time as these plants are being infected by psyllids at various frequencies. And sort of a quick synopsis of the results are as follows. What we find is if we have a population of psyllids that infects the trees monthly over the course of a long duration, such as a year, in a pulsed frequency, sort of mimicking the situation where one might apply a calendar-based spray to a grove and then be infested after that application, sometime after that application from a neighboring grove, and then spray again and kill off that population. Sort of what the situation that many growers are in, versus a standing population of infected psyllids constantly re-inoculating the trees. And what we have found is that knocking the psyllids down has a beneficial effect. It reduces the titer of bacteria, or maintains the titer of bacteria in the trees at a surprisingly low level compared to the standing population, and there are large differences in tree health. We were in fact surprised by how low the titer of the bacteria is in this pulsed frequency type inoculation experiment. So I would say that although the experiment is still up and running, the data we have to date would suggest that knocking the psyllids back under a situation of endemic HLB seems to be quite beneficial.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.